The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. If you've seen a student athlete, spoken to one, or maybe you're friends with one, how many times have you heard them say, "Sorry, I have practice," or "I wish I could, but I have a game"? Well, in this podcast, I, your GJ Sticks, will dive into the world of a student athlete's life through personal experience, shared stories, and a brand new perspective. Welcome back to The Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks, and on today's episode, I will be discussing and talking about how, from time to time, the title of student athlete sometimes gets mixed up between student athlete and athlete student, or how the student comes before the athlete, or how athlete comes before the student. So, the first thing I'll talk about is how student athletes go from 6 hours, 7 hours of school, and they come home and either go straight to trainings or practices. And as I talked about on previous podcasts, student athletes and their mental health need to be taken into account all the time. But the fact is, on top of schoolwork and practices or rehearsals of any kind, their time is consumed, giving them no time at all to have an actual life from time to time. I'm not saying that's every student athlete, but that basically comes with being a student athlete. And as a student athlete, you're pushed to do good in school, you're pushed to get good grades and keep up on schoolwork and classwork, but when you use all of your energy and brain power to focus in school and then go to practices and spend all your physical energy, you are drained of everything, because not only are you draining your physical energy, you also need the mental capacity to comprehend plays or a routine of some kind and gain that athletic IQ. That takes away more of your mental energy, even though you just spent all of it in the classroom. But then comes the question of where the student athlete's priorities lie. If you're in practice or a rehearsal of some kind or training, and your coach calls you out and asks you, "Where's your head at?" or something kind of degrading, one could truthfully answer and say, "Sorry, coach, I'm focusing on my math test," or, "I have a 6-page essay due in English," but somehow the answer to that question is always, "I don't know." And for some reason, that answer to the question, or that being the answer to the question, is a trigger to the coach, which might result in extra sprints or some kind of punishment, which, as a student athlete, that rearranges your priorities, because if you aren't giving your 100% mental capacity to the game or performance of any kind, what message is that sending to the student athlete, that they should forget about their math test, or that they should forget about that essay? But we as student athletes are essentially taught to forget about everything outside of our sport for the time being when we're in practice or in training or in rehearsal, and then when we're done we can resume our outside lives. But that just sprouts the question of where we draw the line between student athletes, and are we student athletes or are we athlete students? If a student athlete starts to stress too much about doing good in practice, they start to rearrange their priorities. If I'm spending 8 hours, 6 hours, whatever it is, out of the day focusing on practice or focusing on a game, and I'm blocking out all the rest of my other priorities like classwork and tests and exams and essays, what is that telling us? That the sport we're playing is more important, or the education that we're getting is less important? these priorities prior to that, and by that I mean classes and assignments, are more important than practice, but it takes one coach to comment or have a degrading comment towards the player to change their priorities. They go to school, and instead of using all their mental energy paying attention in class, they might occupy their time with something else, whether that being watching a film or watching a previous performance and trying to see how they can improve on the field, on the court, on any kind of floor in some kind of way. But that pulls their attention and focus away from their education, which essentially is the doorway into our careers. But when that attention and focus is pulled away, now the spotlight is only on the athlete part of themselves. The roles reversed. We are not student athletes anymore, we are athlete students. We prioritize practices and games over classwork and our education as a whole. The once student athlete has now become the athlete student, where the athlete is more of the priority than the student. We are pushed mentally and physically, and when we start to forget about the mental aspect, you start to fall behind in class. Instead of focusing on that math exam or science exam that you have coming up, you're focusing on that really hard rivalry game that you have coming up later in the week, and you're wanting to rest your mind so you are mentally prepared for that, and you're physically preparing for that, and might be going to the gym and getting in extra hours or spending more time rehearsing than you are focusing on that exam later in the week. And falling behind could look like forgetting about an assignment or spending extra hours training or not studying for that test because you might have had a late game, you might have had a late practice or a late rehearsal or training or whatever. But we as student athletes need to make sure that our priorities are straight and make sure that, depending on what sport you play, now if you're playing football and you're wanting to play at the collegiate level, yeah, you might be the most talented one on the team, and yeah, you might have it to get to that level, but to get there, you still have to keep up in the classroom. You still have to maintain a certain GPA to get into a top-notch school. And it's unfortunate for some people because they don't have the resources to maintain their grades in the classroom, but they have all the resources they can get to maintain their talent or to improve and increase their talent on the field, the court, the whatever, wherever you are. Now, there, when it comes to being a student athlete, you can't really have excuses. You signed up for it. You are maintaining two parts of your life. You're maintaining your classroom / school life and your sport and athletic life. So you have to find time in your schedule to make sure you're getting in those study hours, to make sure you're maintaining grades in the classroom on top of performing well, practicing well, and improving on your game through the athletic aspect. That's why it's so important for us to learn how to time manage. Time management, as I talked about in previous episodes, is probably one of the most important things as a student athlete because, as I said already, you're maintaining two parts of your life. You have to make sure that you're not reversing the roles. You are a student athlete first. You are not an athlete student. In some cases, it's unfortunate for some other sports, but take football, for instance. They have a back door, in a way. They kind of have a little more leeway when it comes to getting into the school they want to play for. But for other sports, it's not so easy. Like myself, I play lacrosse, and it's not a very popular sport, at least not here on the West Coast. But playing here at Dominican, being a private school, I had to make sure that I was maintaining my grades in the classroom while also making sure that I am improving on the field. Definitely a struggle for me, but having parents that kind of went through that when they were my age, it was helpful because they were able to guide me through it and push me hard enough both on the field and in the classroom for me to maintain above a 3.5 GPA. But in some cases, that's not true for others. They might only have one parent, and that parent might not have the motivation they need to push their kid in the classroom as much as they need on the field or the court or the dance floor or wherever you are. I wish upon any student athlete that they could have the kind of support system I had. My parents pushed me through every sport that I played in my youth up until now, and they still are. I am maintaining good grades in the classroom because not that there's more schooling after this, but me doing well in the classroom is going to set up my career for me. I'm finding out what I like, what I dislike in the classroom, so I know when I go out into the real world, I'm prepared. I'm prepared for what I'll be given, what I'll be handed, what I'm working for, what I'm working towards. It's just really important to always keep that in mind, that maybe being an athlete is not the career you're looking for. Now, in some cases, obviously, maybe you want to go in the MLB or NFL or WNBA or anywhere, but if that's not the case, make sure that you are still focusing on your education as well as focusing on your sport, because it is fun. It is fun to win. But there comes a time where you draw the line between where the student and the athlete lie. But in the end, what student athletes need to think about is how to manage every aspect of their lives, how to manage their schoolwork, how they can maintain a good GPA, how they can maintain good grades, and then in the athlete perspective, how they can increase their talent, how they can increase getting better, because if they want to play at that collegiate level or that pro level, yes, they do need to focus a lot of their time on the athletic standpoint, but they also need to learn life skills through the classroom. From school to field or court or studio to even your social life and family life, it is a challenge, but it is also a privilege to go through that as a student athlete because you have so many resources around you. I hope you have some resources around you, whether that be through teammates or parents or coaches of any kind. You have that support system. And just make sure that the line between student athlete isn't being reversed or it's not being blurred. But I think that's a good place to leave off. Thank you guys for listening to The Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.